9.0 EDG 01191120250829 Audio. Assuming the vacuum tube has its place in the circuit, let's try a simple starting setup for a circuit. Parameters to monitor: filament voltage, operating current, tube temperature, the presence and proper functioning of preheating elements, a condition N of the grid signal and its effect. Note that I don't intend to overload data acquisition systems with these monitoring parameters. It's possible to keep things simple by grouping circuit alarms before transmitting a malfunction. Let's begin. An opto-isolator seems suitable for these applications. It's possible to have a very small component of this type with operating currents not too far from zero. The heat generated by the component is not a problem in this case, even with hundreds of units. For the thermal elements, the optocoupler diode can be connected in series with the filament for current and in parallel for the voltage applied for heating. According to my reading, these components do not support long-term ARS mode, however, we believe the tube does. Line current can power a diode directly without electronics. The same is true for voltage. That leaves the digital or analog outputs for alarm applications. This is simpler than it seems. A long time ago, I built a circuit to shut down a pump in the event of a water shortage in drinking water wells using this principle for my former employer in Hydro-Québec. I used a similar principle for monitoring heating cables, Batam, A. Pierre Michaud. It works very well. My logic dictates that for the SSV, I should only allow two or three alarms from these dedicated circuits for data acquisition systems, no more. However, on the local circuit, a non-limiting series of indicator lights seems appropriate for space. A single red LED illuminated in a green light will immediately alert occupants that something is wrong locally. I still remember the SSV corridor airlocks. All these texts in search mode are safety emergencies. But my children's safety comes before these texts. I want to conclude this document by mentioning that the development of space electronics must be able to withstand a gradual power-up in order to protect the equipment as much as possible. I know a relay can do a similar job, but how many are needed? To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This November 19, 2025.